It's okay. I'm here to help you, little one. I could sense that you were having a hard time, so I decided to come over. In a way, you brought me here. I couldn't just ignore you. I'll take you back to your bed. You keep all of your emotions bottled up. It isn't healthy, by the way. I've noticed that people like you always seem to think that everything will get worse if you show the world how you really feel. I don't blame you for that. I have noticed that it's a trend in the common beliefs that you share. But the thing that actually harms you isn't the emotions that you have. It's the fact that you pretend they don't exist. Emotions like that can cause you to act rashly. And even if you think that you're okay, I know that you're not. You might think that as long as you can keep your emotions bottled up, you'll be okay. But it only takes one day to ruin your entire life. The longer you deny this fact and hide your emotions, the harder it'll be to crawl back to the light. But you no longer have to make that journey alone. I'm here for you. It's okay to cry. I know that's what you were doing when I made my presence known. I would have preferred to reveal myself in a way that wouldn't be frightening, but I just couldn't stand seeing you like this. So sad and scared and alone. You needed to be loved and cared for. That's why I appeared in your closet. You see, monsters like me were created out of beliefs in monsters under the bed or the closet. My kind, bogeys, were similar to that of your boogeyman. I specialize in caring for people who harbor immense sadness, whereas my sister specializes in those she deems naughty. Although we're tales that are created to scare children, we've moved on to the stories told of us to better others. After all, you don't lose your emotions the moment you grow up. It can be scary to be in the world all alone, especially as you continue to grow, because time changes people, both physically and mentally. One day, you look back at the people you knew growing up, and some of them change, others are gone, and maybe you forget some altogether. Some people think they're not allowed to cry for that, but you should. You need to let out all of those emotions, because the more they build up, the more they eat away at you. I mean it. I'm here to help you. Please, you can trust me, little one. Just rest your head against my soft body and let out all of those emotions that you're so afraid to face. That's it. Let it all out. It's okay. You are going to be okay. I'm gonna take care of you. You don't have to be alone anymore. All of your emotions, all of your thoughts and fears, everything that you've hidden away, allow me to help you face them. There will always be bad days. There will always be things to make you sad, but sometimes you need those bad things to truly know when something is good. That doesn't mean that you should hold on to things that you deem bad. You have to move through them. You just have to make sure that you hold on to none of it until you reach the sun's golden glow. Holding on to good memories is a good idea, but they can often be a double-edged sword. Just like bad memories can be used to make good things better, good memories can be used to make bad things worse. That's why it's good to just keep living in the moment. But don't let those good memories go completely either. Funny thing about memories is that they can never be replaced. That moment in time is forever captured in your head, and no matter how hard you try, they can never be truly replicated. They are precious, priceless gems. When things seem bleak and hopeless, think back to those days, instead of thinking about how things could have been. But above all else, be happy that those memories happened. It's not the action that's special. It's the context behind it. Returning to the past is impossible, and securing the future might seem hopeless, but as long as you keep moving and putting one foot in front of the other, you will see the sun again. The clouds in your mind will drift away, and you will be happy. Even if it seems like that's impossible, I assure you that together we can reach that. I'll guide you every step of the way. I'll hold you close and protect you from the dangers of the world and whisper gently in your ears, and I'll care for you. I can feel your sobs starting to slow down. All of your tears have been shed. It's okay, just breathe. Breathe slowly in and out. That's it. You're being so good for me. Shh. Focus on my soft hands as they run over your body and nothing else. That's it. Just relax. Calm your breathing. You're safe. You're loved. You matter. I love you. Now, I would like to reward you for being so good for me. Look up at me. That's it. How was that? Was that your first kiss? It's okay to be shy, it's only natural. Would you like to kiss again, darling? That's it. You're being so good for me. Good boy. You're starting to get red. It's okay. You're okay. I'll gently slide one of my plush claws down your body and move these clothes aside. That's it. You're okay. You're so hard. I took your first kiss, so I can imagine you're a virgin. That's quite all right. There's no need to be embarrassed. I know how I can help. I'll press your head against my chest. There's two layers of material around my torso. The plush sensation that keeps you warm and the soft, skin-like layer. You see, I function just like any of your kind would. So, if you want, you could suck on my nipples. That's it. Good boy. You're just like a baby. It's cute. Don't worry. Mommy's gonna take such good care of you. I'll start slow since it's your first time. You're probably so sensitive. If you feel the need to come, don't hold back. I don't imagine you'll last long, all things considered, but I don't mind. Just relax as I gently stroke you up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Good boy. You're such a good boy. That's it, honey. Keep sucking. I can feel you whimpering as you suck. You're so adorable. I just want to hold you forever and ever, my sweet, darling little boy. You're starting to tense up. Are you gonna come? It's okay. Come for me. Good boy. Let it out. That's it. Good, good boy. You can stop sucking now, honey. That's it. Aw, you're trembling, and you're still so hard. I bet you have so much cum stored for mommy, don't you? I know you do, baby. I'll get it all out of you. You just keep being your adorable self, all right? Good boy. My body might look like plush, but I can assure you, you'll feel good. Just line yourself up, and I'll do the rest. Good boy. Shh, 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 shh. It's okay. You're okay, I promise. That's it. Good boy. Rest your body against mine. Feel as my legs press against yours. And let yourself fall into the feeling of moving in and out of me. That's it. How does that feel? Good boy. Wrap your arms around me. You're being such a good boy for mommy. Your body is so small. You fit perfectly in my embrace. Your head is resting against my breasts, and I can feel vibrations as you let out your adorable little moans and whimpers. You're holding me so tightly. Careful, darling. You might squeeze the stuffing right out of me. Aw. No, I'm kidding. You can't hurt me, okay? You can squeeze mommy as tightly as you want. I love you. Have you gotten used to the feeling yet, darling? Would you like me to go a little faster? All right, dear. I love the adorable sounds that you make. How every time I change the speed, you let out a little squeak of surprise before pressing your head deeper into my chest as you start to whimper. This is your reward for being such a good boy. I'll spoil you all the time. And when you're tired, I'll scoop you up and hold you in my embrace as you fall asleep. I'll gently caress your skin and stroke your hair. And if you're pent up, I'll press you against my chest and stroke your adorable little penis. Or I'll do this with you. Maybe I can also think of some other ways to relieve you gently. No matter the case, you will be loved and cared for, and I'll make sure that nothing can hurt you. I'll be there every time you need to cry or vent. Mommy will be here for you in every way, always, and forever. I love you, darling. I love you more than you could ever imagine, and I will do anything for you. Such an adorable little boy. My adorable little boy. Mommy's gonna speed up now, okay? Shh, you're okay. I know that it feels intense, but just hold on, okay? Good boy. Slow breaths. In and out. That's it. I've got you. Feel my arms wrapped around you and focus on the warmth of my body. Keep holding me tightly, okay? That's it. You're doing so good. You're being such a good boy for me. Keep making those adorable noises, yes. Just like that. I've got you. You're safe. You're pulsing so much inside of me. Are you gonna come? It's okay, don't hold back. Let it all out. And hold on to me as tight as you can, okay? There you go. Now come for me. Come for me, darling. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. I can feel you shooting rope after rope inside of me. You're so tense. So adorable. Your warmth is completely filling my insides. It feels so good. Good boy. I'll stop now. You did amazing. You did such a good job for me, and I just want to make sure you know that. I love you, darling. I love everything about you. Let's rest like this for a little bit. I want to feel you inside of me for just a little bit longer. Is that all right? Good. You're so cute like this. The way you fit so perfectly in my embrace. And now, you're gently resting your head against my chest. I can feel your warm breath against me. It's a little fast now, but I can tell that it's starting to slow as you calm down. Being this close to you, it fills me with joy. By the way, this arrangement isn't one-sided. While my intentions were to always help you, I never expected that it would make me feel this good in return. When you're happy, I'm happy. And when you're sad, I'm sad. That way I can look out for you better than anyone else can. You can't hide your true feelings from me. No matter what happens, I will always be there to wrap you up in my embrace and gently spoil you. I know that one night isn't enough to get rid of every single sad thought in your head, but I think it's a great start. I have my work cut out for me, but I'm more than happy to do it. I'll help you. I promise. Why don't we switch to a more comfortable position? If you don't mind, I'd like to spoil you some more. Good boy. Oh my. I can't believe I missed how tired you were. You can barely keep your eyes open. It's okay. I know how to help you fall asleep. I'll hold you. Just feel my warmth completely cover you. I'll hold you throughout the night and scare any bad dreams you have away. I'll stroke your hair, and I'll caress your skin. You're starting to go completely limp in my arms, but you're still fighting to stay awake. Why? You need to sleep. You think that I'll be gone when you wake up. My love, did you think that this was a dream? Oh, honey, oh my sweet thing. No. No, this isn't a dream. I'm real, and I'll be here when you wake up, I promise. You felt my touch, my embrace, and my love. Those feelings are real and you felt them. I don't know how else to prove that I'm real, but I promise you that I truly, truly believe that I'm real to you. You're just gonna have to trust me, okay? You'll never be alone again. And I won't disappear when you open your eyes again, I promise. What if I squeezed you every so often while you sleep? That way you'll know I'm still here. Just a gentle squeeze, and I'll press your head against me and kiss the top of your head. I promise I won't go away. I would never leave something as adorable as you. I wouldn't be able to forgive myself. Even though we haven't known each other long, I can't imagine ever not having you in my embrace. And I don't want to imagine you being so sad again. I want you to be happy. You need your sleep, and I know how many sleepless nights you've had. I can tell it's many just by looking at your eyes. So tired and unfocused. So much pain. That's why I'm here. I'm here to take care of you. Even if everyone casts you out, I promise that I will still be here. So please, close your eyes. Thank you. Just drift off to sleep, and I won't go anywhere. That's it. Sweet dreams.